Hey, neighborhood, your feedback and support goes a long way in helping NAI grow and provide the ultimate wrestling fan experience.
That's right, and now there's even more ways to take part in the community.
Just head to patreon.com today and search for New Age Insiders.
Everyone is loving their rewards, and new exclusive content is coming all the time.
And with plans starting as low as $2 a month, any support is appreciated and goes a long way towards enhancing the New Age Insiders experience.
Once again, visit patreon.com, search New Age Insiders, and take advantage of the new rewards today. Oh. Well, we've made it another year.
Hey, yeah, look at that. We have made it to a 5 or a 0. A number with a very real term.
Sure.
That is in math and calculus.
Yep.
C++, is that a thing?
That's computer coding.
That needs math.
Yeah, sure.
Fives and zeros, real numbers.
Yeah.
And we hit one.
Apparently, it is the Wood anniversary.
Okay.
So I didn't get anything.
Wood?
It's bothered me my whole life because I don't know. This is maybe something you don't know about me. I like to do voices and impressions from time to time. I've never brought them to the air. But ever since I was a little kid, I've always tried to do that stupid woodchuck, and it sounds terrifying. Because I go,
that's not a battle of wood.
And it's like, that's
like Stitch.
That's not it. You know what I mean? Like, and it's just,
is that table made of wood?
That's not it, right? No, that's not it.
Is that table made of wood?
You're getting closer.
I don't know if
much.
I am.
Yeah.
Because, like, I can do, like, alpha, like,
Zordon, the Power Rangers are under attack.
It's easy, right? But
is that table made of wood? Wood! Is that table made of wood?
That's not it.
Right.
Is that table made of wood?
Definitely not it.
Is that table? Is that table made of wood?
So, everybody that's watching out on Twitch, welcome to our new remodeled studio.
This table's not made out of wood.
No, it's made out of glass and metal.
It is not wood.
It is not.
It's not wood.
We're getting farther away from it.
Yeah.
Welcome to the new set. We've got lights and cameras and action, and we are so super excited for our big Twitch relaunching.
As you can see, we're now taking props and stuff. The picture over here was a commissioned painting by one of Jay's friends.
Yay.
And so that is all the championships that Boston has won. And
you wish it was WWF.
Yeah, you wish it was only four.
You wish it was only four. We have Frog Balor, who is here as always.
The king.
We have the NAI.
We have so many things
canvas
brought to you by TK and the Arbustos.
So
I'm looking at three things I can think of immediately.
Right, and then the exclusive reserved NAI parking sign with the oldest logo over my shoulder. So if you have any sort of art commission that you're like, hey, I do art things and I would love to have it on the New Age Insiders set,
ooh,
just let us know. We'll figure out how to get it to us, and we will display it on our new shelving unit and wall.
Yeah, and we'll point you out, and we'll give you a shout-out and be like, look, it's our little home away from home, and this was done by Noobmaster69.
Yeah. Ooh.
And we're very excited. And Fat Thor is in the building. He's over there.
Yes.
He's behind your head. He's over there. It is the fifth year anniversary,
Year of our Lord Bill Neville.
A number with a term.
Nice.
What was the main event of WrestleMania 5? Probably something bad, right?
Hulk Hogan and somebody else.
Yeah,
probably.
Hulk Hogan versus the Ultimate Hogan.
The Ultimate Warrior.
That was 5?
Yeah.
No, the Ultimate Challenge was 9.
No, 9 was the worst WrestleMania.
Was it? Oh.
9 was Giant Gonzalez.
Yeah.
That was 6. No, that wasn't Hogan and Warrior 6?
So Hogan and Warrior was 6.
Yeah. So then it was Slaughter and Hogan.
Which one did he beat? What's his name? The Iron Sheik.
Ford Guy says Macho Man.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Was it Macho Man? I have no idea.
Yeah. 5 might have been the Mega Powers Explode.
When did Hulk Hogan beat the Iron Sheik?
I don't know if he ever did on WrestleMania ground.
Is that right?
Yeah.
He just beat him?
Because he beat Orndorff and Piper in 1.
He sure did.
King Kong Bundy in 2.
Uh-huh.
Andre in 3.
Wow.
4 was...
That guy had a good run, huh?
Yeah, four was, people talk about him. He didn't wrestle, but he helped Macho win.
Yeah, because he had to be the star of the show.
Yep, helped Macho win the title.
Joey says seven was Slaughter.
Yeah, seven was Slaughter. Four, five was the Mega Powers Explode.
What?
Then
they both
six,
wanted
the
Liz
Ultimate
so bad.
Yeah.
Right. They both wanted Liz so bad. And now the good two are dead. We are live on a number with a term. We have a lot to talk about tonight. We will be talking about WWE Stomping Grounds, a show as exciting and well planned as the name itself
needed to happen.
Yeah, we will be talking about John Moxley and the fact that he can only work certain dates for certain people and whether or not that is a good idea. How far is too far with scary, stupid, don't do that bumps to wrestlers that might die? And OJ Simpson takes a stab at Twitter. See what I did there with the phrasing?
Well, he definitely took a stab at parody accounts.
Yeah, well, he's
so
scary.
Did you not see that?
I saw the video where he basically goes like, I'm here and I'm coming to get you.
Yeah.
It's like,
hey, Twitter world, this is yours truly. Now, coming soon to Twitter, you'll get to read all my thoughts and opinions on just about everything. Now, there's a lot of fake OJ accounts out there. So this one, at the real OJ32, is the only official one. So this should be a lot of fun. I got a little getting even to do. So God bless. Take care.
Oh, baby.
Like Carumba.
What does getting even mean?
Yeah, that's the real question. And why are you like tweeting at parody accounts with knives?
Well, see, we could talk about this now because, I mean, we were going to talk about it anyway. So we might as well just jump on into it. On the 5th year anniversary, use hashtag NAI5.
Three ain't enough, man. I need five.
We need five. Yeah, for the 5th straight year. Where are my amazing art leggings? Oh, we need to find those.
They're here somewhere.
Yeah, we kept them. We definitely have them. We just need to, we'll frame them or something. We'll get them up there. Maddie, that's a good call. So for the 5th straight year, we could talk about OJ Simpson. No, but let's go ahead and talk about what do you think, what just is interesting, and it's like, believe me, it's a shorter topic. We have Stomping Grounds to talk about, which is riveting. And I really want to talk to you about stupid bumps from stupid people.
Yes, of
course.
Because
I think people are stupid. But yeah, the juice is loose. He's on Twitter. What do you think about the guy that definitely didn't kill those two people?
I think it's just so weird that this man, he can't make any more money, right? So the way that it all works out is that he was found liable in civil court for the death of those two people. So
just so wild.
So
you didn't murder them, but it's your fault they're dead. Well, then what do you think happened?
Yeah, right. So he can't make any more money because any of that money goes to the family.
Of Ron Goldman,
right? And so I don't understand why you're here except to just get your name out there because you get your NFL pension and they can't touch that.
Yeah.
But yeah, if
you can't touch that.
Yeah.
He's here to talk about fantasy football, apparently.
No, he's here to threaten people and kill people. He's a killie murderer. He's a killie murderer. Do you know why O.J. Simpson is doing these things? Like, have you watched the Netflix thing, the Ted Bundy thing with Zac Efron?
I haven't.
Okay, so first of all, as a film person.
I should.
You really enjoy it. The coolest thing they did with that, just a little editorial note.
Right.
Was they don't show you him. They don't show him.
Murdering somebody?
Anybody.
That's
so
great.
So the point of view is, because he was this psycho.
Right.
That everybody, like girls were like, he's so handsome. And guys were like, the judge in his You Kill Everybody, Your Crazy case was like, I don't know, young man, I like you. You know what I mean? Like, I'm going to sentence you to death, but there's something about you. And so they did a good job of making you think like, could this guy really be a cut your head off murderer?
Yeah,
he was. But the point is that there's just when it comes to like Ted Bundy or OJ Simpson, because they are cut from the same cloth. There is this weird arrogance, sociopathic, like O.J. Simpson is the only person that both knows for certainty that he killed those people and is the only person that goes around acting like he didn't. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
Because I believe O.J. Simpson, as crazy as it sounds, knows he killed those people and thinks he's innocent. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's what crazy people do. And so what this guy is just starved for attention. He's been famous for 40 years.
Yeah,
he doesn't want to stop now. You know what I mean? And so, like, cutting your ex-wife's head off doesn't make sense to me. So, I mean, the idea of, like, why is O.J. Simpson doing this? Because I don't have a great answer for you, because you're right. It'd usually be for money. I just think he needs attention, and
it has to be.
Murderers are weird.
Well, the weird thing is I couldn't... wasn't he up for parole like a few years ago. And
well, the thing that got him into actual jail was
he stole his own stuff. Right.
Yeah. And yeah, and he went into a store with like a gun and was like, "Give me back my stuff." And it's like, "Oh my God, you're O.J. Simpson. You'll definitely kill me." You know, like, this is super real. You know what I mean?
But maybe
like,
not.
I'm in actual danger. Right. Or right. Yeah. Or there's a real killer out there. You know what's framing the shit out of O.J.
You know what's going to be really interesting is when he finally dies. And we examine his brain for CTE because I feel like there's
gonna be mush.
Yeah, I feel like there's got to be a huge
like
part of that.
Tapioca pudding just full of hate.
Look, again, that's not excusing him for anything, but that has to be a huge part of it, right?
Huge shout out to Arrested Development for what my favorite line in the whole series of the show is. They go to a Ford dealership and they're looking at cars, and the dealer goes, "Yeah, Ford really wanted to get away from the Bronco. They don't make it anymore. They really wanted to avoid the imagery of, you know, OJ on the highway, you know what I mean?" Right. So they replaced it. This is the Escape. Yeah. It's the line of the show.
It's so great.
So why is OJ on Twitter? Because he's nuts. And there's no good scenario, because if you usually would like to have celebrity interaction, if you woke up and you got a notification that said OJ Simpson is following you, that would ruin my day.
Of course.
All right. So we've got all sorts of fun stuff to talk about. Let's talk about the fact that although OJ Simpson, for better or worse,
yes,
is allowed to walk around and work in these here United States.
Oh, baby.
What a transition.
What a transition. Another lunatic is not.
Look, here's the deal. When I was putting down the rundown of the show, that was actually the bridge that I made.
That they're nuts. They're nuts. Yeah, there you go.
They're both lunatics.
And made
big Twitter announcements.
And yet only one of them is allowed to freely work anywhere in the United States.
Yeah.
And it's the juice.
It's the juice. It's loose.
What do you think about the fact that Jon Moxley seemed to have agreed to terms with AEW or before New Japan or vice versa, but something along the way where AEW doesn't want him to work U.S. dates as a New Japan pro wrestling talent, specifically given the fact that he's a champion for them?
So that makes all the sense in the world. You know, it's the exact same thing that I think the WWE talent should be able to do is, like, you know, if you're an independent contractor and you want to go work in Japan, go work in Japan. But, you know, your television deal is here. You're going to be on U.S. television here. So I can't have Jon Moxley be on the G1 supercard, you know, on Access.
So here's where I'll respectfully disagree with you for the sake of radio, right?
Sure.
I understand that you want to like stamp guys or whatever.
Right.
Right. But I got like 3 points, really. First of all, guys, you understand we're an internet culture. Whether or not he works in the U.S. or whatever, we all know he's the United States champion. We all want to see Dean Ambrose. We all we're going to go to NEW where he fights, you know, JT Dunn or whatever,
right?
Because we want to see this guy. It's weird to me that a promotion that's mantra is, "We're cool, we're progressive, we get it,"
right,
would have this hold up, if I'm being honest with you. That's one.
Yeah, I think that it also boils down to it's going to be so close to when AEW launches on TNT.
Yep.
So I think that's ultimately what it comes down to.
And you're right.
Just because as a television producer, yeah, man, I don't want my biggest draw to be able to be seen on a different show. And so maybe this isn't the fact going forward, like after AEW is like established, but yeah, in the beginning, it's very important to me that my guys are represented on my show and my show alone.
So here's the thing. In a small sense, I understand what you're saying completely. In the bigger sense, if I'm doing this completely from an AEW perspective, trying to think big, right?
Right.
I'm looking at Ring of Honor taking on major water.
Yeah.
Like, why would New Japan want to keep this partnership going kind of water?
Right.
And if I'm AEW, I'm loaded with guys with a great working relationship with the people of New Japan.
Right.
Why wouldn't I want to have a little copacetic thing early on, knowing that, look, here's the reality. All In with what Double or Nothing was really fun, right? And there were a lot of no-name people on that show. And eventually, a good number of them will become names. Orange Cassidy jumped up a level. MJF jumped up a level.
Right.
There are people on that show, right? But they still used random Chinese tag teams, Tommy Dreamer. You know what I mean?
Right.
I would want a good relationship, even if it's much more diluted than Ring of Honor's used to be. I'd want to be working with New Japan here and become their new partner.
The counter to that is that they still have a contract with Ring of Honor. It comes down to all the unsexy answers is what it ultimately boils down
to. I'm just saying, I scratched your back.
You're 100% right is that, yeah, I as New Japan, yeah, I'd rather work with AEW. I love the Young Bucks. I love Kenny Omega.
I helped create half your megastars.
Right. And
these are my guys.
Right. And so it's like, yeah, of course I'd rather work with you, but I'm contractually obligated to Ring of Honor right now. And until that relationship ends, we have to be loyal to them, which is unfortunate.
If you're Dean Ambrose, are you pissed? Even if you get it, are you pissed?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so because I think that it's not going to ultimately matter in the end. If you know what I mean? Like it's not the whole G1. It's just one night. And so I don't think that derails him in any way.
This is just a point worth making here, though, is this, isn't this a specifically difficult situation as the United States champion to not be able to work these United States shows?
Yes. When
the entire purpose of that belt was to show the American audience that you are here and we're doing this.
Yep. No, you're 100% right on that aspect.
Because if I'm New Japan, I have to with all due respect, reconsider.
Yeah, right.
I can't have my U.S. champion on my U.S. shows when that is the point of this belt.
Right. No, you're absolutely right. And who's to say that it doesn't change?
Sure.
You know, but for part of it, I do understand why we're doing it.
I know, do, too.
Because, yeah, here's the thing. The kumbaya answer is we should all be wanting to stick it to WWE, right? Yeah. That's the answer.
Yes,
the answer is
send that guy all over the place because he's our middle finger to the business.
To
them.
You know, everybody should get a piece of Ambrose because, we all need to be, it shouldn't be New Japan versus WWE. It shouldn't be AEW versus WWE. It shouldn't even be Ring of Honor or Impact Wrestling versus WWE. It should be Impact, Ring of Honor, AEW, and New Japan all as one unit against WWE.
Yeah.
Because that's ultimately the only way that real competition is going to happen.
Yeah.
And
right, because you're right. What it would take, hypothetically, which I'm not predicting, but what it would take to defeat WWE, in theory, would be 1,000 little pecks.
Right.
Where it's not that the mass audience goes from Raw to, I think they're calling it Tuesday Dynamite, right?
Right.
It's not that. It's that the mass audience disperses.
Correct.
And goes to Tuesday Dynamite, New Japan, you know, right. New Japan World, some their local stuff.
Right.
You know, NEW with you know, that guy on that show.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? And that, you're right, it's the idea that it's like, I thought I had to shop at this store.
And I don't.
And there's actually a whole mall.
Right. Right. Because, you know, if I had my druthers, basically what I would do is do like a New Age territory sort of situation, right? Where it's like, yeah, every year we have our Wrestle Kingdom and we have our All Out or All In or whatever that show in Chicago Labor Day weekend ends up being, right? And Ring of Honor has Final Battle and Impact has Slammiversary and we all have our Bound for Glory, whichever one their big one is. And you end up having all these like big shows, but then, yeah, let's have this massive super show that we all pitch in, and that's the counter to WrestleMania.
That's what All In should be.
That's what All In should be.
That's what All In should be, where it's just like, yeah, it's the Lollapalooza of wrestling.
Where it's like, yeah, the Ring of Honor champion, the AEW champion, the IWGP champion, the NWA champion, and the Impact champion are all here.
Yeah, you want to talk about like taking back a dusty concept? That's the Night of Champions.
Right.
When every wrestling champion's here. Every heavyweight wrestling champion is here.
You know what I mean? And it's just like big stuff that's happening. And so that's the way that it's going to happen. And that's the kind of copacetic kumbaya that we need. But yeah, as a businessman, I get not wanting to have Jon Moxley around when I'm trying to establish television.
Okay. I understand. The one thing that I really wanted to talk about, and we will talk about WWE Stomping Grounds when we come back from the break.
Yeah.
But there's stupid people doing stupid things, and that really is the way I'm going to phrase it. Even if they're good performers and all that stuff, it's stupid people doing stupid things. Oh, by the way, a smart thing to do that wouldn't be a stupid person doing stupid things is join patreon.com/newageinsiders. Yeah. We are live right after these streams Wednesday night at 8 o'clock on twitch.tv/newageinsiderstv. Your support goes a long way. There are daily rewards, 5 extra shows a month. What aren't you getting? patreon.com/newageinsiders. We got a new set. We're trying new things. We're jumping into the new millennium.
If you donate on Twitch live, bells and whistles happen.
Yeah, and go to twitch.tv/newageinsiders. If you have Amazon Prime, you have Twitch Prime. You can subscribe for free. And if you don't, it's only $5. Your $5 matters. Patreon.com/newageinsiders or subscribe right now on twitch.tv/newageinsiders TV. And we appreciate you very, very much. NEW is New England Wrestling, and it's a really good
Northeast wrestling.
Yeah, yes. That's right. And they have a Northeast wrestling. They have really good. They bring in a lot of names.
Yeah.
All right.
Stupid people doing stupid bumps.
There have been a lot of videos going around, two in particular, of Aerostar jumping off a balcony and then landing on the table and then right on his neck, and then Kota Ibushi eating it on the apron. I have strong opinions on this, so I'd like to jump off specifically with the apron thing because I think it's... this will be... Oh, just watching this on twitch.tv/newageinsiders TV. It's gross. This is, to me, twofold. I'm going to start off with my jumping off point. This is the direct... result. Now it's trickle down, and it took a while to get here, right? 20 years or something.
Yep.
But this is, in a way, ECW's legacy on the industry, because in wrestling there is very, very little that hasn't been done. And so now to push things to an extreme, when guys like New Jack would jump off balconies, right? That's what made Jeff Hardy do it at the Royal Rumbles, because they were doing it over there and I got to do it over here, right? But eventually in wrestling you get to the point where you see, like, that moron backyard wrestler that jumped off a roof onto, like, a pickup truck full of light bulbs. Remember that? You see that video that went around, like, a year ago?
Guy
did, like, a sit-down powerbomb. Must have been 30 feet down into, like, a big industrial dump truck that was full of those tube lights.
Well, everything, the CZW cage of death.
Exactly, because in ECW... they bled profusely, and you never seen anything quite like it. And they made the ropes into barbed wire, and you never seen anything quite like it. And New Jack's jumping off the balcony and hitting people with typewriters.
Oh, yeah.
And you never seen anything like it.
Remember that super famous one where there was, like, a scaffolding or something over the ring? The guy flew off through tables, hit his legs on the ropes, and, like, flipped backwards?
Yeah, so this is eventually the, what can I do to get attention culture? I got to jump off something. I got to be crazy. And then the second part... is this is also the Kota Ibushi spot, particularly which I think is just terrifying, because that one was on purpose. And, like, I mean, you can jump off a building and you're just an idiot. You're a good wrestler with a plan. You can't be doing that. But that's Kevin Owens' stain on the business, quite frankly. Stop doing stuff on the hardest part of the ring. Stop it. Stop doing stuff on the apron. Stop it. That buckle bomb to Sami Zayn was incredible the first time. Not buckle bomb, the apron bomb, whatever.
Right.
But if you know it, there's a gimmick to that. Not to burst anybody's bubble, but you gimmick the ring, and if you go back and watch that takeover where Zayn wins the title and Owens breaks his heart, you gimmick the corner. So instead of the ring meeting at a sharp angle, the ring actually meets like this, and then you have a parallel piece of foam. Now, it still sucks, and it still hurts, but he actually didn't hit a hard angle.
Yeah,
he hit a parallel with a... And don't get me wrong, blows, but he hit flat. He didn't hit sharp.
Yeah, right.
That is a guy taking a German suplex on the very, very hardest part of that ring. And even if he didn't mean to, like, go sideways in 45 degrees, your best case scenario was still eating a German suplex on the hardest, most unprotected part of the ring. Stop being stupid, because it doesn't take much to break a bone, to end a life, to just...
So this spot to me seems more like a miscommunication. Because it seems like Naito is going to German him off of the apron, and Kota thinks that he's going on the apron, right? Because you look at the body position and you look at where everybody is. Kota Ibushi positions his body to the left, right? If you're looking at the screen, positions his body to the left as if he was going to go on to the apron. Naito is angling to the right as if to try and go off. Because of that, they meet in the middle, and that's where he hits his neck. If he was on the right side, the right shoulder, like Naito is trying to put him on, then he goes to the apron and it's a much cleaner bump.
I would definitely tell you that jumping off the roof is stupider than the bump. I just think that both you're getting to the point where these needless risks, like, I think that you can tell stories without things that could damn near cripple somebody.
Here's the thing. I don't think it's necessarily the bump. I think it's also the actions, too, that you're looking at. Because a year ago, Hormamu, and I believe we have that video here, takes a suplex from Dragon Lee that broke his neck, right? And so we all want to get on WWE about they banned the pile driver, and they banned this move, and they banned that move. And, you know, the question is that in these other promotions where those moves aren't banned, is that necessarily a bad thing? So which way do we want it, right? Because, yeah, like, the Hormamu thing is an accident, right? He ends up not rotating fully, not being able to get over, lands on his neck, breaks his neck, right? But is taking that move away or subsequently taking away something like Kenny Omega's dragon, dragon suplex, is that worth, you know, dumbing down the excitement of the product?
This is different. That's a different conversation to me, though, because it's like, yeah, I get the idea that it's like 9.5 out of 10 pile drivers are safe, but it only takes one, right? And I get that. This to me was a plan. I'm not talking about banning German suplexes. I'm saying, like, don't do apron stuff, because I just, like, not exclusively, but I look at this and I go, like, okay. I could be totally ignorant to this, but I'm going to throw it out there anyway. Did Naito and Kota Ibushi build to a rivalry so intense he needed to German suplex him off an apron because he didn't care about the man's life? That to me is like a I don't care if you die kind of move. And I just, if that's in your average wrestling match now, that's a dangerous precedent, because I'm talking about the original point, escalation. Right. If a German suplex to the outside is just a because we got matched up tonight move. Where do we go from here when it's a grudge match, a blood feud, a blow off? What do I got to do to you to make the crowd ooh and ah if I'm doing German suplexes to the outside just because?
Yeah, you know.
Where do I go from there?
Right.
Well, I jump off the roof like Aerostar, like an asshole. Yeah. Seriously.
Right. The thing with Japan is that it's built differently. It's not built like WWE. So the concept of, like, blood feud doesn't really exist.
But I mean, like, so Kenny Omega and Chris Jericho built to a match that was personal and grudgy, right? So they took it to an extra step. You know what I mean? One of the reasons ECW burned out and burned completely is because, like, yeah, eventually I saw Balls Mahoney go through this table for 4 straight weeks. It was cool. Don't get me wrong. But, like, three of you guys actually know how to wrestle here, and Lance Storm is boring. So what are we doing?
Right.
And that's what I understand that this isn't going to become like a new dangerous trend per se, but like I said, escalation in wrestling is very real.
Does it make you feel better if you know that this was the third or fourth match in their rivalry over this Intercontinental title?
If the story was personal, then I suppose. And, like, look, I'm not trying to dissect every single move and say if it's appropriate for the match. That's tedious.
Right.
I'm just saying that, like, there is such a thing as escalation, like in hardcore matches, just in general, in wrestling, because like even Will Ospreay is not doing hardcore stuff. That guy has to do 18 somersaults now because, well, you got burned out on 3, so I got to do 5, so I got to go do 10.
Right.
And eventually that guy is literally just doing gymnastics while another wrestler watches.
Yeah.
And because it's escalation, you know what I mean? And so doing a German suplex either to the apron or off the apron or jumping off the roof at some random-ass show. Like, I just wonder where we go from there when I've got to do something that gets you to talk and we've built this to, like, I hate you.
Right.
These are just two respectable competitors, and they're trying to kill each other.
The problem with the Aerostar one, I find that one to be tough just because it's like, hey, guys, you're supposed to catch him. You know what I mean?
Like, oh, yeah, there's that.
You're supposed to catch him. You know what I mean? Because, yeah, it's going to suck when that 200-plus-pound man falls from the ceiling on top of you.
Yeah.
But you look at that clip. Bill, can we just bring up the Aerostar one more time?
You got it.
He's going to fall, and the guy catches him, and the reason he hits his head is because he only catches the bottom half of him. You know what I mean? And it's just like... They just don't fully catch the poor guy.
Right.
And so it's like, Man.
There all should be more than two people there. Though.
Right.
It's not a two-person job. No, that's not a crowd job.
That is definitely a crowd job. And it's just like, man, you're putting so much faith in guys that just kind of alligator-armed that one.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because basically, there were two people there. One person tried to catch him.
He would have been better off going through a table.
He would have been better off going through a table. And it's really unfortunate because, yeah, look, here's the deal. That's insanity, right? It's insanity. It's what these guys do for the entertainment of the people. And yeah, you're talking about its escalation. And in a world where it's WWE that is boring and, you know, it's boring.
But there's a middle ground here. There's a middle ground between WWE has no idea what they're doing and jumping off the roof.
Right. But even still, it's like that's where we're at. Right now, where we're at is I'm either in WWE and everybody thinks that whatever I do is predictable and boring because everything's safe, or I try and take risks and people talk about Aerostar for the first time since
Ever
Underground.
Yeah, right. No, and I get that too, but I mean, like, you have to understand that there was a significant risk that the reason we were talking about him is because he died. You know what I mean? That can't be it. You know what I mean? Like,
well, he's not dead.
No, I know, but I'm saying, like, that is that could have happened.
Oh,
that,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's like, yes, a probably lucky it didn't happen sort of thing, kind of thing. So it's like, yeah, you're right. That guy was on the top of that balcony going, yep, they're going to talk about me tomorrow. And they might have been talking about you about how wrestler dies at show, stupid idiot, moron dies. Everybody's sad but understands what happened because you jumped off the roof.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and I don't know. I just look at this and I think what I got, I love wrestling of all different varieties, right?
Right.
I love it. But there's got to be, like I said, a middle ground between WWE with rematches and Lars Sullivan and jumping off the roof. There's got to be something, because Kenny Omega achieves that middle ground for me.
You're right, and I think that ultimately that's where AEW kind of comes in, right? Because
I hope so.
Because they understand what WWE is and allows to go that route while also allowing the more safer stuff. Because, you know, to kind of tie it back to the Kota Ibushi stuff, the Young Bucks do a lot of stuff on the apron too, right? But it does feel safer. You know what I mean?
I guess.
It feels
safe. But didn't Hangman Page bump his head doing the shooting star a couple times? Didn't some guy do it like twice? And Osprey or something like that? Like, give himself Osprey, two concussions?
Osprey gives himself a concussion because he's constantly flipping on his head.
Yeah.
Like, that's in the ring, out of the ring, like just in the middle of the mat, like on the apron, not on the apron. Like,
Will Ospreay's playing like he's in a video game and there are no consequences for you flipping around hitting yourself.
Right, that like the next match you'll be at 100%.
Yeah, right. He's just flopping around. Ah, I hit my head on the turnbuckle, but I'll be fine.
Yeah.
You won't. You're going to die. When we come back, we are going to talk about WWE Stomping Grounds, a pay-per-view.
That needs to happen.
Taking the world by storm. We will also talk about Storm Breaker being shown more in Avengers Endgame. New Agents, I'll be right back. You know, it's pretty crazy, but NAI Pod has now been downloaded on 6 continents and has thousands of weekly listeners.
Yeah, step it up, Antarctica.
Does that make us intercontinental champions?
Kinda, but it also means NAI Pod is a great way to advertise your business, brand, or website.
If you would like to advertise with the New Age Insiders, shoot us an email, newageinsiders@gmail.com.
Tap into a constantly growing audience, advertise with the New Age Insiders, and take your business to main event heights. Send your emails to newageinsiders@gmail.com. That's newageinsiders@gmail.com.
I'm retired business executive and seasoned dad, Jamie Jamikowski.
And I'm a rookie dad and local independent wrestler, Scotty Slade, and we're the hosts of For the Pops.
We're the only podcast on the NAI Pop Network that has a mix of sports, wrestling, and pop culture all in under an hour.
This is a place where two pops talk about the topics that interest us with a special guest in each episode.
And we have a splash of pop culture information to help us survive in our world of wives, kids, and coworkers.
And at the end of each episode, if that wasn't enough, Jamie tests both our guest and I on obscure pop culture facts in an exclusive segment called For the Pops Quiz.
So don't miss For the Pops with Scotty Slade and me, Jamie Jamikowski, only on the NAI Pop Network.
Hey everybody, it's Rich Palladino, the voice of Chaotic Wrestling. I want to remind you to listen to the Let the Chaos Begin podcast right here on the NAI Pop Network. You will hear stories from the 18-year history of Chaotic Wrestling from the two guys that were there from day one. Myself and former Chaotic Wrestling owner, Jamie J. Mikowski. That is the Let the Chaos Begin podcast right here on the NAI Pop Network.
Seriously, I don't even get to talk during this promo?
Shut up, Jamie.
Let's get back to more of the New Age Insiders. Here's Jason Maltov, Liam Stryker, and Bill Neville.
And as we celebrate the 5th year anniversary of NAI Live with a number that is definitely has a term, well, I definitely want to give a shout out to everybody that's been part of this incredible, unpredictable, would never thought this would be 5 years and see all parts of the country and talk to people from around the world journey. DC Matthews, Doc Manson,
yep.
Jamie J. Makowski, Scotty Slade,
yep.
Rich Palladino,
yep.
Ant DeStefano.
Yeah. R.I.P. to the Ram with Ant.
Yep. Glenn G. Rod Rodriguez.
Yep.
Issa.
Yep.
Matt McCool.
Yep. B. Rob.
Yeah. Not Chip.
Not Chip.
Damien. Damien Salty G.
Yep.
Trina.
Yep. Mike Wendt.
Mike Wendt.
Who, I don't know if you watched this past episode of that movie show, but was mysteriously mailed a VHS tape. We'll talk about it later, but he's going to die, so RIP to him, too.
Oh, the ring. Neat. The WPAN with Mike Crockett and Brian Malonis.
Yep.
Just huge shout out to the Arbusto family.
Yeah.
We could do all the, Biff and just all the people.
Just not Colin.
Yeah, everybody but Colin. The Royals suck, Colin. They're just a terrible baseball team. Batman fainted.
That's how bad they are.
To all the amazing people, though, and just a huge shout out to everybody that's been part of the network over the years and part of the fun things that we do. We hope that you've had fun. We hope that we've made your wrestling experience, your entertainment experience. We hope that you've made, if you had a podcast that, you started because NAI was there to help you out. We hope that you're having fun, had fun, and we thank you sincerely for being part of this with us. And it's been an amazing 5 years and genuinely would not have been there without everybody that participated with the network, spread the word, and listened. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, seriously, just, even the Arbustos, just for listening and becoming our family has even meant the world to us.
Even if they think people with belts are nerds.
Yeah. Even if the first thing they said about you was never grow up to be like them. That's real.
And then they hang out all the time.
Now they're here. It's amazing. But no, we sincerely thank everybody who was a part of this over the years. And to Maddie Wilson, just because I love
him. I like Maddie.
There you go.
We had fun in Disney World. Him and I went to the future with the Spaceship Earth.
He's a terrific dude, and there's a lot of truly terrific people. Huge shout out to King of Skunk Duck for the awesome NAI 5 design and just all the Patreons, subscribers on Twitch. Just this isn't even the wrap-up, but I know that people don't listen in the last 2 minutes because it's commercials, so now you heard that. So thank you.
Ha-ha. Avengers Endgame's coming back into theaters.
Tricked you. Yeah.
With more footage. This is exactly what Titanic
exactly they,
did.
I have heard that broad term, more footage. What are they exactly advertised? Just extended scenes?
Deleted scenes and post-credit scenes. So I'm assuming we're going to see a lot of that, that scene in the trailer where Black Widow is firing the gun at the target and reloading?
Yeah.
Stuff like that. We'll see that sort of stuff in the movie.
Will we see the Incredible Hulk punch Thanos?
Sure. I think you
really?
Will. I think you will.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah. I want to watch that now.
Yeah.
Just punch him once. You don't have to be the guy that snaps him. You don't have to be the guy that... Right. Captain Marvel needs her shit and Iron Man. Yeah.
I would
just punch him once.
I would expect that whole thing just kind of becomes...
That drives me bonkers. The only thing, and I never do this. You know me. I never actually do this. But the first thing I ever fantasy... There's a lot of music going on in my head. Is that? Yeah.
We turned into the opening of an anime.
The one thing that I fantasy booked was that, okay, I get it. He's Dr. Hulk, Professor Hulk, right?
Yeah, right.
But he's going to see Thanos and that green dude's just going to do just one time.
Yeah, right.
One time I get the Hulk. Now! He was the comic relief guy the whole movie.
Yeah, sure.
That's the raccoon's job.
That is
the job for the raccoon.
Yeah.
That's why we have. That's why we cast the bunny in the first place.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Rabbit. Why do we have rabbit if we're not why do you have to have 11 feet of funny?
Yes, because it's 11 feet of funny.
That's his Twitter bio, by the way. The Incredible Hulk blue check mark, 11 feet of funny.
Yeah, but that's That is definitely what that type of stuff is going to be in there.
Oh,
like an extended
once,
an extended fight scenes, you know, stuff like that.
I don't even care if like he had like what was that little Maw guy? That guy, little like,
Foth. Oh, you are so lucky. You are so lucky to be near the penis of Thanos.
You know what I mean? That guy. Like, I don't even care if
Squidward.
If you let Hulk like literally punch him to the moon. Yeah. You know what I mean? To just be like, he was like,
ah, oh, yes, green idiot, you are so lucky to be, you know, swimming near the balls of that, and then bow, you know what I mean,
right. And then just nothing, no punches. There were no Hulk smashes in that whole goddamn movie. That movie was 8 days long. There were no Hulk punches.
Yeah,
not
it's gonna
one.
Be longer.
Unbelievable.
Which I'm excited about.
One, I want him to punch one thing. That's why I am here.
Yeah, but that's why they are. They're trying to release it. They're getting real close to Avatar, and I think this is gonna kind of put him over the top.
What have we built the Incredible Hulk as? The most dangerous living creature on planet Earth. What if he was funny? Great. What's the one thing, if you could fantasy book, what would you like to see in this movie? And why is the answer an extended Howard the Duck cameo?
Because I think Howard the Duck gets a bad rap. Mm-hmm. I like that for Disney Plus that Kevin Smith is going to be doing the comic adaptation of Howard the Duck.
Okay. Where does he fall in line, like, statistically with other famous ducks? Donald, Scrooge.
Ooh. See, it's unfortunate.
Huey, Dewey, and Louie.
He's definitely top five.
He's a top five duck.
But
the Affleck duck?
You know, like, ooh, you know what? It may be.
Darkwing duck?
Because you're talking, well.
Darkwing duck has got to be top three.
Yeah, well, Donald and Daffy have to be one and two.
Ooh, Daffy duck.
You know what I mean? Like one and two, Donald, Daffy.
All right.
Then,
still feeling good about that five spot?
You know what?
I'm going to throw Scrooge McDuck.
Scrooge McDuck is probably number three.
Yeah.
Then the Affleck duck is four.
Yeah, I am not going to count out the duck that was the pilot in... what was it? DuckTales?
Yeah.
What was the pilot's name? Yeah, what was that guy's?
Launchpad McQuack.
Launchpad McQuack.
It's a good duck.
See, the problem is that...
It's a good duck.
What about one of the ducks that was the representation of the Mighty Duck?
Ooh. Okay, the goalie that they fitted the mask for?
Yeah.
That duck? That the Mighty Duck?
Can't think, you know, what about Pat White, a very famous Oregon duck?
Okay. What about, I was going to say the football team. But yeah. Nike's like, let's make you 700 different uniforms.
Yeah, we're just going to make you.
We love duck themes.
Yeah. I don't know if he counts, but Charlie Conway.
Oh, he was actually a mighty duck.
You know? So, you know what? Maybe Howard the Duck's looking in top 25.
I think he's top 10, perhaps.
Yeah.
But Donald's one. Then I'm going to go, I guess it's Daffy.
Yeah.
Right? I'm going to say Darkwing Duck belongs high on this list. I said it.
Yeah.
And Scrooge Mick.
He's got to go higher than Launchpad.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. So he's got to go higher than.
Who's the superior duck? Scrooge McDuck or Darkwing Duck? When there's trouble, you call DW.
Right. But Scrooge McDuck, he's got a Christmas special.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
He's got swim in money.
He swims in money.
Yeah.
It's very.
Darkwing Duck, a superhero and well intentioned, though. The debate goes on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just that's all I want.
Yeah.
What do you want? What's your thing? Hulk, punch something.
See, it's tough because as a huge Captain America fan, the only thing I can fantasy book is him not going back in time.
Oh, no. That's definitely going to happen. Yeah, that's definitely going to happen. And the other thing, I guess, would be more Spider-Man.
Yeah, more Spider-Man.
That kid's funny.
Well,
he's got a movie in about 2 weeks.
I love Tom Holland.
Yeah. Punch something!
He will.
Speaking of punching, there will probably be a significant amount of the worst punches you've ever seen from Shane McMahon coming down this Sunday at
Future WWE Champion.
Oh my God, that was a sliced wrestling report. So I need to clarify this for the world. There is an account called Slice Wrestling.
Yes.
It is a kid making up stories based on educated guesses.
Oh, yeah, by reading dirt sheets.
And people take it seriously, right? He will just throw shit at the wall that is probable and then go, it's a report, which doesn't make sense.
The thing that nobody has been able to do or kind of help with that is that he deletes the wrong stuff. So when you look at his timeline...
Right. Yeah, because he throws shit against the wall.
Right, right. That's the problem. The problem is that nobody takes like screenshots of every tweet.
Yeah.
And then on the wrong ones be like, you
like he throws
this.
Out stuff like there was a chance around WrestleMania season that Natty was going to cost Ronda Rousey her belt, right? That was like a possibility. Fans, he goes, report.
Yeah.
This is going to happen. Because he just put all his chips in that it was going to and look right if it happened and then delete it if it was wrong.
Right.
And so Slice Duh with a D Wrestling
yes.
is a parody
which
account.
Which is so funny.
Which is a parody account that had a tweet that said Shane McMahon in the running to become next WWE champion.
Yeah.
Based on nothing.
Yeah.
What Culture ran with it? Bleacher Report ran with it? Wrestling News and all that Wrestle TV and all that bullshit?
So
guys, I mean, look, we've been wrong on stuff before. It, you know, I'm not going to try to be kettle black here, but Jesus Christ, do a little homework. We had a WWE road agent texting us every day with a play-by-play of their schedule as to whether or not they were going to go to Saudi Arabia. He wound up being wrong, right? But he was abreast of the whole situation.
Yeah, right.
And we shot at this is Sliced Wrestling. His bio says this is a parody account. And you're yeah. like, oh, shit, it's news.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
The part of the problem is that there is a YouTube person that's gaining steam that constantly uses him as a source.
Which is laughable.
Right.
You might as well use The Onion.
Well, so no, he uses Slice. So I'm assuming that he got it mixed up, but I'm pretty sure that it's a comedy of errors is ultimately what
yeah,
ends up
it's
happening.
Hysterical. This kid is controlling the wrestling news media right now because people are A, stupid enough to think Slice Wrestling is a real source, and B, stupider enough to think that the parody account of the dumb guy is the news source.
Yeah.
Like, seriously, guys, you might as well, you know, have you seen that Twitter account, Kayfabe News?
Yes.
Just use that. He's doing the same thing.
Yeah.
He's doing the same shtick. It's the same joke.
Yeah.
He goes online and goes, this would be stupid, right? Like, he's just like, you right. know, like, literally, Kayfabe News is like Rey Mysterio shocked to once again see opponent ready in setup mode for 619. You know what I mean?
Because yeah, right.
only Rey Mysterio opponents fall on the second rope. You might as well just use that guy and be like WWE blown away by men that fall on second rope against Rey Mysterio.
Yeah, right.
It's all the same.
It is.
And this guy goes like, wouldn't it be funny if Vince McMahon, if Shane McMahon was the WWE champion? And even fucking What Culture went like, holy shit, did you see this?
I listened to them.
Yeah, and it's like, guys.
Here's the thing.
No!
Here's the thing, though. I'm 100% in on Shane McMahon being the WWE champion.
Oh, that is...
Supposedly backstage isn't.
That is such a bad... idea.
Oh, I am.
I have
100%
okay.
In.
So now I'll do the marquee thing now. Ready? I'll do it. Okay.
Yep.
I'll be the guy. Right.
Sure.
I have a roster where I barely to don't use.
Yep.
Shinsuke Nakamura, Cesaro, Rusev, and you. Even those three guys. Even them who can't buy. Who can't buy relevance. The Miz can't buy relevance. Just looking for something to do week to week. And 50-year-old, not having nearly as much fun as we used to, Shane McMahon is the WWE champion. That, I mean, you're now getting to the point where if you're the roster and your main complaint is, I'm not getting heard and the McMahons are going nuts, Shane McMahon winning the title is just, it's to me like not even like funny bad. It's a disaster. You are flat out not booking Shinsuke Nakamura. And Shane McMahon is your guy that's going to beat Kofi. Why are we...
Somebody donated.
Oh, awesome. Oh. Yay. I was like, why are we
subscribed.
Making that? That's awesome.
Yay.
Is that still the noise?
Yay. Yeah. Subscribe.
Wow.
Thank you for subscribing on twitch.tv/NewAgeInsidersTV. But that, I mean, like, if you were a well-balanced... Like,
yep.
like, look, in 99, it was an unpopular, but I get it, I suppose, decision to have Vince McMahon win the 99 Royal Rumble, right?
Right.
But he was the biggest villain in wrestling.
Yep.
He was... Austin's antagonist,
yep.
and it kind of made sense for the climate. Dude, this is Shane McMahon being a bad guy out of necessity, wasting Drew McIntyre's time, and now, like, look, it's still a sliced wrestling report. It's not real. We're talking about,
right.
I mean, this is Orson Welles telling us the aliens are coming.
Yes, you're right.
But
here's the thing.
No.
Yeah, I'm 100% in. I am 100% in, and I will tell you why. We need to get everybody to hate a champion. Like, that's got to be the next thing that we do, right? Because Seth Rollins is a good guy and everybody loves him. Kofi's a good guy and everybody loves him, right? So we need to break your heart by having somebody beat one of those guys. And if it's Shane McMahon, everybody will universally hate it. He is not Brock Lesnar in the sense that he's going to take that belt and go home. He is going to be there and... continue to do the best in the world shtick, and you're gonna
Drew McIntyre
yep.
stands next to him.
Sure, sure.
We don't build 30-year-old Drew McIntyre to the point where he would get nuclear heat and be a great champion. We do that with Shane McMahon.
Here's the thing. I didn't pick. This is what they picked, right?
Right.
They picked
it. But that's
sure.
That's dumb.
Sure.
I'm a genius.
Yeah, great.
Sure.
Yeah, you're doing awesome, pal. Attendance is way up.
The point is that everybody currently hates Shane McMahon, right? Everybody thinks it's annoying. Everybody thinks it's grating. So now now you can fantasy pick who the guy that beats who Shane McMahon. But that's where we got
to
go.
Huge shout out to Scurvy Nuts Lamont. And, well, that's the name.
Scurvy Nuts
and
Lamont.
And Nando Ponce for subscribing on twitch.tv/NewAgeInsidersTV. So let me throw a name out there at you, right? Because on paper, I understand what you're saying, right? I need a champion you actually don't like. Yeah. Well, this is, and please don't have it be this guy specifically, but this is why you have Jinder Mahal. Because you hate Jinder Mahal. You hate him.
Yes.
You don't want him to be the champion. You can't believe you're looking at it. But he puts on safe, competent wrestling matches. And you know what the other thing is? He's a hard-working dude that puts in the road schedule and travels and takes
sure.
the bumps.
Sure, sure, sure.
This is... Your idea of I want you to hate the champion is great. But this is just a failure as your ability as a company to build a star.
I'm not telling you that this is what I would
But you're
choose.
All in on it.
Because this is what we're at. This is where we're at. Right? So I'm going to go all in because one of two things is going to happen. Either they're going to build the next good guy superstar, right? Because somebody's got to beat Shane McMahon. Or the entirety of the roster is going to revolt to the point where, yeah, they all might just go home. Because Sasha Banks set the precedent that, you know what? Screw this. I'm going to take my ball and I'm going to go home. And if enough people do that, then things are going to have to change because that's the type of change that needs to happen.
Right.
So one of two things is going to happen. Either we get a new top good guy star, which is great, or we initiate real change because the entirety of the roster
I just think I think it's just a complete failure. Jinder Mahal in his 30s, who's paid the dues and done the work, you put the belt on him for all the same reasons. So when AJ Styles beats him, everybody goes crazy. Shane McMahon is a living embodiment of the failure of the company to create a star. Because Drew McIntyre, I think that Drew McIntyre has that, quiet respect. He's the bad guy, boo. But I understand what you're saying about having a real champion with real heat. But yeah, how come AEW did it with MJF in one show and you can't do it in 6 months?
Yeah, again, it's not that there aren't better options.
Yeah.
This is the world we live in.
Right.
Right? And so based on the world we live in, these are the outcomes and this is why I'm into it. Because, yeah, you know what I would not like is just Seth Rollins versus, I don't know. Who's he facing it? Flipping, stomping
Baron,
grounds?
Baron Corbin.
Baron Corbin? No, thank you. And I don't need Baron Corbin to be the champion because
isn't Baron Corbin your example to a T? People hate that guy. They hate him. They legit actually hate him.
Right.
And they don't want to be the champion. They'll be thrilled when he loses, but he's safe. He's 30.
Yep.
He's put in the work. Why isn't Baron Corbin the guy on SmackDown all this?
So you talk about Brock Lesnar. Right?
Yeah.
And how Brock Lesnar gets brought in because people watch when Brock Lesnar's here.
Yep.
Well, like it or not, this is the opposite, right? People watch when Shane McMahon's here.
I don't think so anymore. I don't think he's a needle mover. He came back 3 years ago.
Yeah,
I don't think he's a needle mover anymore at all.
Well, he's a needle mover in the same way that Brock Lesnar's a needle mover.
I sincerely disagree.
See, and that's because you got rose-colored glasses for Brock Lesnar.
So you think there's a spike in numbers when Shane McMahon is on SmackDown? There's nothing that indicates that.
There is nothing to indicate that Brock Lesnar, because he doesn't show up.
No, he does. You can literally look at the pay-per-views he's on and the pay-per-views he's not. You can look at buy rates and ratings and raw ratings and stuff. Brock Lesnar brings viewers.
Yeah.
I don't think Shane McMahon is the Brock Lesnar of SmackDown.
No.
I'm telling you,
he's
Corbin,
the same thing. He's the same thing.
I just disagree that people that are casually at home be like, oh shit, do you know that Shane McMahon's going to be on SmackDown tonight?
I would tell you that Shane McMahon versus Roman Reigns is going to get a lot more people involved in watching the product than Dolph Ziggler versus Kofi Kingston.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. You know? I just think that at this point, the guy is like a spoiled authority figure kind of guy. And that's what Baron Corbin was doing. And I'm not necessarily telling you why Baron Corbin should be in the WWE title hunt. I just think that Shane McMahon getting a more significant push than a majority of the roster is big picture. Because you're right. Now that we're here, let's make the best of it.
Yeah.
But big picture, Shane McMahon has been a gigantic priority, and I do not remember the last time I saw Shinsuke Nakamura. Yeah. I don't remember the last time I saw him.
Sure, you're right, but this is the world we live in.
Yeah, and I just think that big picture, though, like, it's a reap what you sow thing. WWE can't create stars anymore.
They refuse to create stars.
Yeah, and so it's Shane McMahon. And I just think that's massively disappointing. It's also a sliced wrestling report. Oh, my God, I hate it. all right, so let's do Stomping Grounds. Mm. What is this amazing card?
All right, so let's see. Let's start with... we'll start with the Cruiserweight Championship is on the line. It's a triple threat match for the championship. We have Tony Nese defending against Akira Tozawa and Drew Gulak.
Yeah, I don't think much is moving. I mean, it's the forgotten championship of this program. I mean, nobody cares. WWE doesn't care. They got rid of 205 Live for all intents and purposes. You know, it's so. Yeah, I'm going to go with Tony Nese retains.
I would like Drew Gulak to be the champion, so I'll root for that. I like him.
All right, another tag team match that's non-title. We have The New Day. It's Big E and Xavier Woods taking on Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn.
Yeah, I think that The New Day are finally going to get the comeuppance over Kevin Owens for basically having them both get put on the shelf during
Yep. I just don't think there's any actual plan. It's just, hey, Kevin and Sammy, every 6 months, you guys are going to get out there and probably lose more often than not.
And then you hear, you know, and again, this is the problem with the internet wrestling journalist community, right? And because we do have to police ourselves, right? We heard from somebody's friend that's a neighbor that overheard a road agent talking to a catering person whose little brother was there. That, you know, Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn are in the doghouse now because Sami Zayn did something for Syria. It's like, you know, okay. Like, everybody...
Cut it out.
WWE literally hates all of their talent, is what you're telling me, right? Where I don't think that they're utilizing everybody the best, but I don't think that they hate all of their talent to the point where it's like, yeah, everybody's in trouble.
All the time. Yeah. No,
everybody's in the principal's office.
I do think that they are a petty bunch, but I also think things get greatly exaggerated. And I think we live in a culture that is basically the slice wrestling culture of it's an educated guess. Yeah. I will state it as a fact, and then it sort of becomes the reality because that's what perception is, you know, reality.
Right. And then it's proven wrong about 70% of the time.
Right. And then guys like Kevin Owens just lose interest in Twitter altogether. Like this should be the golden age of wrestlers being able to interact with the fans on their choosing. And though they all just be like, fuck this. The only one that goes online now is Jordynne Grace or she can embarrass you.
Yeah.
What is next?
The final singles match on the card, we have Roman Reigns, the big dog, taking on Drew McIntyre.
Love that.
Roman Reigns is probably going to be Drew McIntyre because ultimately what this is all leading to, as much as I just defended Shane McMahon winning the WWE Championship, it's all to get Roman Reigns cheered because Shane McMahon wins the WWE Championship.
Still won't happen.
And then Roman Reigns beats Shane McMahon and you're just happy it's somebody.
Yeah. Oh man, I hate that.
Because I'm right.
Roman Reigns pinning Shane McMahon will piss people off.
Yeah, I hate that. Yeah, right. That's the other thing too. It's like Shane McMahon's the champion. Boo! Don't worry though, it's to get it to Roman.
Worse! We didn't go anywhere.
Right, yeah. It's just like, don't worry, kids. We're on our way to the, you know,
the big dog show.
Oh, yeah. Just, right, yeah. That's don't worry, kids. We're on our way to the dentist. Oh, right before tetanus shots. I hate today. Yeah. That's going to be everybody. That'll be everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, Roman Reigns has to win because two things. One, he lost in
Saudi Arabia,
the desert for some reason. And so he's got to get that back.
Yep.
And two, because my head wants to fall off. We value the positioning of Shane McMahon far more than Drew McIntyre. So, yeah, he can definitely go out there and lose to Roman Reigns while Shane McMahon cannot. Roman Reigns will definitely win. Because if he doesn't, now I'm going to step back and be like, huh, is this guy the plan after all? Because he does lose a lot. But
He did beat Drew at WrestleMania, so, I mean, that could play into it, too.
Well, that is a match that happened. I would think it's hysterical if Roman Reigns just winds up like going like 4-8 at pay-per-views this year and everybody just goes, look at that.
People still hate him.
Well, that's the thing though, is he'll go 4-8 and then he'll win like a match of the Royal Rumble and be like, typical
fucking mania season.
I don't know what I'm looking at. I keep reading this comic book expecting Superman to die, and he never fucking does. maybe next week. You know what I mean? Like, you stupid asshole.
Yeah,
this is what the show is. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, God damn
this
it.
Character hasn't been a main character for like a year and a half.
Yeah, right. Like this show isn't
good.
This show isn't The Simpsons where it's like maybe Homer will be an ice cream truck driver this week. It's like maybe on that show, but on this one, you know what I mean? Yeah. The good guys win. Holy crap! You know what I mean? He's just Hulk Hogan's dog. Yeah. You know what I mean? That's
he
all
really
you know
is.
I mean?
He's
just,
he's America's dog.
Yeah. Right.
Oh no. No. He's Samoa's dog. American Samoa's dog.
American Samoa's dog.
Yeah. It's still America's dog.
He's fine. He's NWOD.
What's next?
The SmackDown Tag Team Championships are on the line, and Daniel Bryan and Rowan are defending against Otis and Tucker, Heavy Machinery.
God, I love Daniel Bryan.
Yeah, how disappointing was the fact that they advertised Daniel Bryan versus Seth Rollins on Raw? It was literally the reason people like Lance Storm and Jimmy Stewart from 98.5 The Sports Hub watched the show, and it was 2 minutes in a DQ.
I know.
Come.
It was the most WWE thing ever. It's like, oh, wow, they're actually going to put on a really good wrestling match with real quality wrestlers? Oh, no, DQ finish in 2 seconds? Oh.
No.
No, thank you.
No. Shout out to King Pizza Rat. And I don't remember this episode of Sesame Street. We do voices on the show. What was the match?
Daniel Bryan and Rowan.
They're probably going to retain.
Heavy Machine.
I do think they're going to retain. Although, shout out to Otis. You are an entertaining chap.
Yeah.
I do like you. You're like a fun little potato.
He is. He's a fun little potato. They will be WWE Tag Team Champions at some point.
Oh, for sure.
Be way before Uga and Booga, the Viking ghosts on main event sometimes.
I know.
Unbelievable.
They showed up on Raw.
They were on Raw this week.
Yep.
And they beat...
And they did. They beat Peter Pan and his friend.
Yeah, local talent.
Unbelievable. Yep. They were in Nottingham.
Two of the Lost Boys.
Yep. They were in Nottingham, so they beat Robin Hood and his bud. And that's why they're not in NXT. Great!
Yes.
What a plan. Ethan Carter III is going to hang himself back
he
there.
Is.
Like, you
he
know, like that, is. Like that rumored munchkin in The Wizard of Oz.
What did he say? He goes, every time you laugh, I die a little.
Yeah, inside, right. He's basically going on Twitter and being like, you're laughing at my pain. You know what I mean? Like, you are now at the point where I'm like, I'm dying. And you're like, oh, Ethan.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You wacky sort. Your soul.
They
is
found
being
out. Vince finally found out what the C stood for. It was like Dixie.
Yeah, right.
Oh,
yeah.
Get out of here.
Yeah, that's implying he's heard of Dixie Carter. And or TNA.
Like, yes.
Just still not sure that's actually the truth.
No, John Cena. He knows what TNA and Impact is. John Cena said he was going to go there.
It's just Florida wrestling to Vince.
Yeah, just exactly. Going to wrestle in Florida.
Say it again.
He just Florida, right? I ordered a goddamn alligator, and this Italian guy showed up. The third one. We're not going to use him. Poor Ethan Carter.
Uh-oh.
I don't care about EC3. I must admit.
Breaking the news.
Yeah. I don't feel bad. I don't get to watch Shinsuke Nakamura.
Yeah.
And you want me to care about Ethan Carter the third. Also, why does Eric Young look unrecognizable?
Right?
What happened to that guy?
Because he's no longer Insanity anymore, and he's back to being a normal wrestler.
Why is Nikki Cross not crazy?
Nikki Cross is...
She's like off and on.
She's like slow.
No, she's
when she's defending like, Alexa Bliss. She's like on.
Yeah, she's like Alexa Bliss's dumb friend.
Yeah,
she's like Alexa Bliss like made a friend with that like needs like a bathroom helmet.
Yeah,
and like fall. You know, she's like allowed to go in class with you, but something's up.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. And she's either she has to go to the bathroom either with a friend or with the helmet, but not neither.
Yeah, right.
The friend or bathroom, friend or helmet. You're not going in there alone. It's like it's like war. Why is that Nikki Cross's new character when her original character was just basically like...
She was
like the little kid from the Wild Thornberries.
Yeah, so right.
She was like the little kid from the Wild Thornberries, and now she's like getting coffee all normally.
And she's
wearing makeup.
Yeah, she's mad at Bailey.
Her shirt looks like the logo for Ah Real Monsters, and I do like that.
Yeah,
but why is there an on-screen reason why she's just normal now?
No.
Where she went from like pull her hair out nutso
to not as nuts,
right?
Yeah,
I hate them.
Yeah, they're terrible.
I hate them so much.
Yeah, we know. What's like, next?
All right. So speaking of Alexa Bliss, she's challenging for the Raw SmackDown Women's Championship against Bailey.
I hope she wins.
Alexa Bliss?
Yes.
That was such a promo on SmackDown.
Oh,
where she was like, yeah, you were a huge bitch to me in NXT, and now I've passed you.
Yeah.
And it was just like, oh. And Bayley's like, well, I'm going to kick your ass Sunday. And Alexa Bliss is like, I don't care. I took your spot. You're overrated, and no one back there likes you. And Bayley's like,
Shit.
I drank your coffee. You know what I mean? It was just, and I love Bailey, but she was like, talking about a deer in the headlights.
Alexa
like,
Bliss.
I fucked your boyfriend.
I don't.
Wow, we're on TV.
Look, I don't know what injury Alexa Bliss has, but I'm glad she's over it because she is going to win the SmackDown Women's Championship.
Yeah, she didn't. She definitely didn't break her promo bone.
No.
Because that was wild. Like, yeah. I love Bailey, but that was like watching a Cocker Spaniel get blown away in a hurricane.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That was like not fair. That was like watching the opening scene of Twister, and Bailey was the dad, and he was just never had a shot. Bailey and the cow were just floating through downtown
Kansas. I mean,
North Dakota. Can't find whatever. That's much more synonymous with tornadoes than North Dakota.
Yeah,
I think Alexa Bliss, if healthy enough to win, will.
Yes. Yeah. Because that girl, she is the only person that I've ever seen outside of Shawn Michaels that's like, oh, you're hurt and can't work. Well, we'll still find ways to keep you on TV.
Yeah.
And so if they have that level of confidence in that woman, then yeah, she's going to beat Bayley on Sunday.
Yeah. She's also on the secondary show and the real women's champion is Becky Lynch. So we're fine. Yeah. And shout out to Ed Sharp for listening live. We love you. Thank you. You're awesome, dude.
The United States Championship is on the line and Samoa Joe is defending against Ricochet.
I think Ricochet's going to win.
I think Ricochet's going to win as well. But you know what is really disappointing? Finn Balor's not on this show.
Yeah, well, Finn Balor's just disappointing in general. Not the performer, the run.
Oh, yeah.
Just like, you know, it's this guy that we're going to look back and on this era and we're going to say Bray Wyatt could have been at least, maybe The Undertaker, at least Kane, wound up falling short. We could look at Finn Balor and we say, this guy could have been this cool Sting that could turn it on and off. Nah. NXT, yeah. Main roster, meh. We're going to look back at so many wasted opportunities with very cool people.
Oh,
I really do believe that.
It's going to be the best
when
we finally get Kenny Omega versus Cody Rhodes versus Fergal Devitt.
Ooh, versus AJ Styles.
No, but now he's going to be in WWE forever.
No, I know. But yeah, the wild card officially done of Alexa wins. Yeah, I wish. But yeah, the...
How about that thing, huh?
Oh,
it was
going to
be three people every week, and now it's like 9 or 10.
Yeah, well, Kofi Kingston walked in and was like, I'm the WWE champion, I do what I want.
Just nothing makes any sense.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, Marvel,
the problem is that for any scripted television show, it's willing suspension of disbelief. I will believe whatever the rules of the world are.
Right.
But you as the show creator have to stick to the rules.
Yes.
Right? So you, Vince McMahon, said only three people could come. So if more people come, what happens? Because you can't just let them come.
Right.
So you have to come up with a reason. Like, you don't follow your own rules.
If Vince McMahon wrote Endgame, Vision would have just been in the movie.
Right.
And then everybody would have been like, but I thought you died, what happened? And they would have been like, don't worry about it.
Right.
End of explanation.
Yes.
I'm in this movie.
Right.
Deal with it.
Yes.
That, you know what I mean? Like that. Because it's like, yeah. Like, again, like, at the end of Endgame, Iron Man would have snapped, and then, like, Gamora would have come back. And it would have been like, I thought the Soul Stone was permanent. It's like, yeah, but with Gamora, she has the Wild Card Stone. So, you know,
she can do whatever she wants.
So, like, you know, Scarlett Johansson's dead, but, you know,
Gamora's not.
We really needed her in the new Guardians movie, so, yeah, she got the comeback stone.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. You know what I mean?
You're going to watch next week anyway.
Yeah, we made it.
So who cares?
It's ugly. R-Truth gave it to her. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like that would be why they work. You know what I mean? Nothing has, because you're right.
Nothing has rules.
I don't care what the consequences are as long as you stick to them. You know what I mean? Like they're dead.
Okay. I don't care what the rules of this world are. You just need to stick to them.
Right.
They don't stick to them. So
everybody
hates this show.
Yep. Right. Yeah. And we're going to make a new Black Panther and it's going to be Ashton Kutcher.
Yeah.
What happened? Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it.
Why are you asking so many goddamn questions? Give me money.
Yeah.
You're
going to watch the next one anyway.
That is the plaque on Vince McMahon's desk. Why are you asking so many goddamn questions? Just give me the money. You know what I mean? Like, that's the whole thing. It's just like, aren't you having fun? No. you know what I mean? Like if I watched Endgame, and I'm just going to keep using that because I love that movie, and all of a sudden Superman showed up, I'd be like, look, I'm having fun. This doesn't feel right, though. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I don't know. There's something about this that I'm not sure we built to and earned, and what? And like, that's what WWE is.
Where he doesn't
just
even
like,
go here.
Where it's like, WWE's like, Seth Rollins is our main character, hell-bent on proving he can overcome Brock Lesnar. And on the way, this Friday, Goldberg's back. It's like, what? You know what I mean?
Right.
What? You know, like, what? Like, what?
Yeah.
You know, like what? It would,
why?
What?
Who, what, where, when, and why?
Right, you know what I mean? It would be like if, right, it, like, the Titanic is sinking, right? And then,
and then Godzilla
shows up. Right, you know who saves Jack? The Terminator. Well, goddamn it, pal. They're both James Cameron movies. You know what I mean? Aren't you having fun? You know what I mean? No! Because we didn't build to the robot. You know what I mean? He wasn't on the boat.
Right. I always say that. We keep building Braveheart, and then at the end of Braveheart, when we're about to have the climactic battle, aliens show up and blow up the British.
And you know who's in the UFO? Goldberg. Why? Why are you in Braveheart?
Yeah.
Go home.
Yeah, you're old.
You know what I mean? We did it.
We love you, but you're old.
It took 20 years, and you finally had a good match. Go home.
Yeah.
I love you so much. Get the fuck out of here. Holy shit.
Yeah.
It is over, man. Like,
yeah, because again, back when this show was good, there was an undead zombie priest that shot lightning out of his hands.
Yeah.
And it was like, yeah, fuck it. I get it. You need to sacrifice Stephanie McMahon in order to conquer the world for darkness or something. Look, it's silly. It's stupid. I get it. But now it's just like, yeah, I'm an old man, but I'm also not a wizard. It's remember, like, what?
Remember how I haven't said the name Goldberg not one goddamn time in 20 years?
Well, yeah, well, now I'm here.
I want that guy.
I want to fight him.
See you at a show that may or may not count.
Yeah.
It's WrestleMania level, though.
Yeah.
Right? Because who doesn't look forward to the Super Bowls?
Yeah, I know.
Which one was your favorite World Series this year? What's the next match?
Well, it was that game that went until like 6 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, God.
Yeah, we didn't even win. But we won the World Series.
That's the one that counted.
Suck it, America. We got half the titles. It's still awesome.
Should have had 3/4.
Yep. But guess what? Most of you have 9.
Kansas?
Yeah. yeah. Suck it, Kansas.
All right.
You get tornadoes and no championships. You know what's not in that tornado? Trophies.
No.
All right. Kofi Kingston is defending his WWE championship this weekend in a side of a steel cage against Dolph Ziggler.
I do like
that. Oh, this is Dolph's night.
Yeah. I do like
that. History's taught me anything. It's this time for the Zig Man.
I do like that this entire story is Dolph Ziggler's like, I was hurt and this opportunity should have gone to me. And it's like, Dolph, you're the biggest loser to ever lose, you loser.
Right. Yeah. Sheamus is hurt and I'm available.
So Dolph it is.
I am. Yeah. If history's taught me anything, it's that Dolph Ziggler's due.
Yeah.
And that betting on him to win is the safest money in the game.
So Kofi.
So yeah, right. Somehow Xavier Woods has a better shot at winning than Dolph Ziggler.
It's true.
Somehow.
Dolph Ziggler won the loser match at SummerSlam when we thought everybody was going to win.
He lost the loser match.
Yeah, he lost the loser match.
You're the biggest loser to ever
if
lose.
If you lose this match, it's official. You're a loser. And he lost.
Yep.
It's like, what is there left to do?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, do you bomb a country again? You know what I mean? Like, they're all dead. You know what I mean? Like,
I know.
Why
are you fake an oil tanker?
Oh my God.
But yeah, anyway, next match.
The Raw Women's Championship is on the line, and Becky Lynch is defending against Lacey Evans.
I think Lacey Evans is gonna break your heart.
I don't. Because I think that they still think there's money in Becky Lynch and they haven't squeezed all of it out of there.
Yeah, I mean, you could be right.
I think Lacey Evans is the next champion. Not yet. Because I don't think they want, boom, she loses a belt. Boom, she loses a belt. I think that she's going to get her this time. But Evans is destined for that title eventually. But I think they think there's a little bit more money out of Becky Lynch. I will say this. As a editorial, as a commentator, as whatever my opinion's worth, I think she has lost a tremendous amount of momentum since WrestleMania.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't surprise me.
Well, it's
if
also,
they moved on.
It's not her fault necessarily. I don't think WWE has put her in the same spotlight.
Well, here's the other thing, too, is that her gimmick worked when other people were kind of receptive to playing along.
Yeah.
When people like Edge go on Twitter at you and say you had the worst match of WrestleMania and you're just doing a Steve Austin impression.
Yeah.
That shatters that. You know what I mean? Now it's just like you're now up for grabs. And I do. I think she's week by week lost steam. I don't think Becky Mania is running wild at all,
no,
to be honest
not
with
anymore.
You. So I think she wins this time though.
All right, and the main event of the evening is for the Universal Championship, and Seth Rollins defending against Baron Corbin, and the special guest referee is to be determined.
The referee, if you're Baron Corbin, right? And right. Again, it's a badly written show.
Yes.
How is the referee not Paul Heyman? How? How
do you? Because it's Shane McMahon.
What?
Shane McMahon.
Why?
Because Shane McMahon is not represented on this show.
Why would he get involved in the Universal title match?
Because he's...
If I'm Baron Corbin, what does that do for me? Paul Heyman, like, or Brock, right? Somebody that, I mean...
Brock.
Brock or Paul Heyman makes sense, but I think it's going to be Shane.
Oh, why?
Because Shane McMahon is a main character of this show and is not represented on it.
But not Raw.
Yeah.
Well, it's all mumble jumbled anyway.
It's all mumble jumbled.
Yeah, I don't know.
Shane's... He had like a champagne room on Raw this week.
Yeah, I mean, maybe, I suppose.
No sex just, in there.
I mean, yeah,
no
but sex. Now, but now is Shane going to be the crooked ref that caught? I mean, like.
Maybe.
Because, I mean, now you're talking about. Or, all joking aside. Now you're talking about Shane McMahon. Is Shane McMahon now in everything? This is the biggest thing we're doing in the world. Why is Shane McMahon here?
So, I mean, look, maybe Shane McMahon is the ref. Him and Rollins get into it. And so Baron Corbin loses, but it kicks off Shane McMahon and Seth Rollins.
Oi, I don't like that at all.
It's a lot.
I don't like that at all.
It's a lot of Shane.
If I'm Baron Corbin, right, like, don't I want Brock to be the ref and rough up Rollins and try to win the belt and I can maybe try to, I don't know, like.
I don't think the answer is Brock.
Heyman, right?
Heyman, I guess, would be the answer.
Because Heyman doesn't like Seth Rollins.
Right.
And maybe thinks that Baron Corbin's easier for Brock to beat.
Right.
You know what I mean? And that's the secret motivation.
Right.
Oh, don't be Shane McMahon.
Shane McMahon, man.
No. I'd rather it be Carmella. Like, I don't want that to be that at all. So I guess we'll start asking this question because now it is a very good thing. Brock Lesnar's briefcase has survived the Saudi show.
It's the best. It's the best decision they've made in years.
Agreed. Will Brock Lesnar leave with the Universal title?
No. But his music's going to hit.
I stand by my prediction that Brock does not successfully cash in.
I think Brock successfully cashes in. I just don't think it's stomping grounds.
I don't. I don't think Brock Lesnar successfully cashes in. I don't think Brock Lesnar's ever going to be the WWE champion again. But I just have this feeling that the briefcase, like, it could, obviously, it's Brock. And it's the odds of the case make it high. The odds of it being Brock make it high. Put them together and it's a torpedo. I get you. I don't know. I just got this feeling that what the story actually is, finally, is Rollins is shook and looking over his shoulder and shook and looking over his shoulder, and he still finds a way to escape. I just think that's what we're actually building to, more so than Brock's the champ again.
Yeah, the problem is that whoever beats Brock Lesnar has to beat Brock Lesnar.
Right, but the other thing, too, is that it's with the briefcase, there's so much trickery that could go down. Like, literally, like, I don't know. There's options. You know what I mean? Like, Heyman could tell the referee, we're cashing in right now, right? And the referee doesn't see Seth Rollins crack Lesnar in the head. You know what I mean? And so he cashed in and Rollins pins him anyway and the crowd goes wild. Like, I just think we're building to something like that. But who knows? It's a terrible show.
It's going to be Shane McMahon.
Okay. Oh, jeez. Yuck. Isn't that bad?
It is bad.
Yeah. Bill, who do you think it is?
Brock Lesnar.
I think it's Heyman. God, why is Shane McMahon doing so much?
I'm telling you, man.
Oh, that's so bad. All right. Well, we know it's not bad. 5 years of NAI. Are there any memories, things, moments, stories you'd like to get out there before we go over to patreon.com/newageinsiders? Keep talking.
You know what? I just think that the journey's been fun. We've met a lot of very fun people along the way.
Mm-hmm.
Got to do some really fun stuff, and hopefully we get to do more fun stuff.
Yeah, that sounds about right. 5 straight years, we really do appreciate you guys joining us and spreading the word. And now, you know, we're on twitch.tv/NewAgeInsidersTV. We have an awesome new set. We have big goals and big plans, and we need you. Patreon.com/NewAgeInsiders, twitch.tv/NewAgeInsidersTV. Your support goes a long way. We want to do awesome on-location, cool things, and build and grow and get you guys even more involved. And that takes a community. Patreon.com/NewAgeInsiders, twitch.tv/NewAgeInsidersTV. If you want to get us the best present ever as a sign of thanks for 5 straight years of giving you the best we can, that's how you can truly pay us back. So for the 5th straight years, we get ready to roll over to patreon.com/newageinsiders. My name has been Jason Malt.
I'm Liam Streger.
And I'm Bill Neville.
And on behalf of everyone that has made the New Age Insiders machine tick for a long time
260
now.
Straight weeks.
And hopefully a long time coming, especially if you head over to patreon.com/newageinsiders or twitch.tv/newageinsiders TV to sign up right now, because you have made us the premier place everywhere, all over the world, for fans of all kinds to connect, discuss, and to be heard.
See you in 5 minutes.